Friday and Saturday looks like the time that we'll be faced with the effects of the hurricane. And that hurricane, now Delta, has made landfall in the Yucatan Peninsula, the northernmost portion of the peninsula. It has lost some intensity, and yesterday it was up to 145 miles an hour. Now it's down to 105. But it'll be moving out into the Gulf in the next few hours, and we'll continue on a northwest track. And then tomorrow it will be over the west central portion of the Gulf of Mexico and begin a turn to the north. It also should increase intensity and possibly back up to a Category 4, around 130 miles per hour. It'll continue to the north and then to the northeast, and right now we're looking at a landfall on the Louisiana coast, most likely sort of the central portion of the Louisiana coast. And at that time, it will be a major hurricane, most likely a Category 3, around 115, 120 miles per hour. And then we'll continue across Louisiana into southwest Mississippi early Saturday. And it'll spend most of Saturday rapidly moving up the state of Mississippi and then into Tennessee on Sunday. We'll be on the eastern fringe, far enough away, if that track holds. We'll be on the easternmost fringe, and the best I expect now would be about winds of, say, 30 to 40 in gusts. So that's not bad compared to what we experienced from Sally. And we'll have periods of heavy rain, particularly Friday night and on into Saturday. And so gusty winds and periods of heavy rain Friday night and most of Saturday, and then an improvement on Sunday.
Dr. Bill, we talked a lot about the uncertainty of Hurricane Sally as it made its way slowly to the Gulf Coast. How confident are you right now in the track you just laid out for us for Hurricane Delta?
Yeah, the track looks pretty good right now, and this storm is moving along at a fairly good pace right now. It's 17 miles per hour, and it may slow down a little bit when it makes its turn, but then it'll begin to accelerate. And so once it gets up to Louisiana, it'll be moving perhaps at 17, maybe a little bit more than that. And that will cut down on the amount of rain because it'll be moving on through faster. So instead of double-digit rains, we'll see rains of maybe 4 to 8 inches of rain, particularly close to the track of the storm. And as I mentioned, it may lose a little bit of intensity as it reaches the coast of Louisiana. It'll be going over some cooler water and might experience a little bit of wind shear. But it still will be a strong storm when it reaches the Louisiana coast, and gusts of hurricane force will be felt in southwest Mississippi, particularly close to the Louisiana border. And in the Mississippi coast, we could see some strong gales Friday night and early Saturday. And as I indicated earlier, we may see some gusts here of 30 to 40 miles per hour Friday night and into Saturday. Trees have been weakened, or if there are branches that are still hanging from the trees, they'll probably come down in the gusty winds that we experience. And some of those branches are fairly sizable, particularly the tops of some of the pine trees. So that's mostly what we will see. And, of course, if we do get some very heavy downpours, we could see some flash flooding. We're also going to see an increase in along the coast, somewhat of a storm surge, and we'll have a better idea on that once the storm gets out over the Gulf of Mexico. But we'll likely see maybe a storm surge of 3 feet, maybe a little bit higher than that. But again, once that gets out over the Gulf and we look at the intensity of the storm, we have a better idea about what kind of surge would be expected. Very small, compact storm. And the tendency is when they are small like that, that they do increase rather rapidly. The eye was extremely small. It got down to about 4 to 5 miles. That's very, very small, but it's an indication of the intensity of the storm. It looks like it may have undergone an eye wall replacement cycle in which the interior, the eye, collapses and a new one forms at a larger diameter. And during that period of time, the whole storm decreases in intensity. And that may have occurred as it approached Yucatan. Now it's going over land, but once it gets out over the Gulf, it'll start to rebuild again. It may be a little bit larger by the time it reaches, and that is the overall size, may be a little larger when it reaches the coast of Louisiana. We can't rule totally out, though, that that the storm could change its track and move a little bit to the east. That is possible. It all depends upon when it makes that turn. If it goes according to the models here, that we're going to be okay. If it should start to make its turn early, then it could that track could bring it closer to New Orleans or possibly to the Mississippi coast, and things would change certainly in our area. But right now, we're looking pretty good with that storm staying over in central Louisiana. The gusty winds will begin on Friday, start in the morning on Friday, and increase through the day Friday night, and at least through the first half, if not all of Saturday. But certainly the first half of Saturday, we'll see the peak gusts of perhaps 30 to 40 miles per hour in our area. Most of the time, the winds will be around 25 to 30. And we could see a little bit higher gusts down along the coast.